Is Gittin Daf Yud, and we are continuing the first parak here in Maseches Gittin. We are a couple lines from the bottom on Tes Amid Beis, as we got into the second Mishnah in the Masechta yesterday, and we are now discussing the sugyas of comparisons. We are comparing Get Isha to Shtar Shichur of an Eved Kenani, and as we'll see by the Shab today, we'll get into the other comparison of Get Isha, and that is to Kiddushin. So the Mishnah told us, and the Bryce expanded about all the comparisons, the three ways that Gitei Nashim are similar to Shechrui Avadim. That was in the Bryce on the bottom of Testament Aleph, going over to Testament Beis. They're similar in terms of a Faninechtam. Number one, they're similar in terms of an Eid Kusi on a Get. It's Kusher by Get Isha and Shtar Shechur, as we'll see more of the Shem in the Mishnah. And all Shtaros that are Ole Ba'arkaos Shalov Degochavim, Shtaros that come up in non-Jewish courts, even though their signatures are Ovdei Kochavim, they're still kosher, as Rashi explained, even if the parties involved are Jewish and the signatures are not Jewish, they're still kosher. Why? Rashi quoted Dina de Machus Adina, which Beth Hashem will get to later on today's daf, and they're included in Dinim, as we quoted yesterday, Macholos Rabbam Ramban and Vayishlach, what exactly that is, but not by Gitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim. So they're okay, they're more flexible in terms of Eid Kusi, but they're less flexible in terms of Akum. This, I didn't mention it yesterday, but it definitely relates, obviously, to the sugya of Lifneihem velo Lifnei Akum. Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Eila HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem, the halacha of going or not going to non-Jewish courts. That is not a hard and fast principle that is always usur. The post can discuss. In certain situations it applies as a mitzvah. It's more, Rav Schechter likes to point out that the focus of that halacha doesn't start out as an isser, and then you have to find a heter for the isser. It starts off as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of lifneihem, going in front of Jewish courts. But if, for some reason, that mitzvah cannot exist, let's say the Jewish courts cannot accomplish what you want them to accomplish. Let's say that you don't have the power of bati dinim, so then the mitzvah wouldn't apply, and then there wouldn't be a problem. So again, it's a large halachic topic, but it starts off by that Rashi, the Chazal quoted at the beginning of Mishpatim, lifneihem below lifneihem, ovdei kochavim umazalos, v'yafilu yadata. I'm reading Rashi. V'yafilu yadata b'din echad mei shehem dananoso b'kedina Yisrael al tivieu barko shalahem. You can't do that, so maybe because you do it, it's a chil Hashem. But again, that's all flowing from the mitzvah of lifneihem. It doesn't start off as a losa, say, but more as a mitzvah. So again, here, whatever the case is, you went to arko shalov dekochavim. That's who you are. So then, by other documents, it would be kosher, but not by Gitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim. And then the Gemara got into on Tasma Beis, but there are other items that should be on the list that are not on the list. Comparing Gitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim. Right? What about the case of Mace Lifnei Nesina? Right? We said Lo Yinu Lachar Misa. So isn't that a case? We said, well, that's something that applies by other shtaros as well, as we said a shtar Matana, where the Nosein gave it Sivui to write. So that also would not be given over after Misa. What about Lishma? What about Mechubar? Aren't those two also unique to Gitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim? And we mentioned at the end of the show yesterday the Ksos, a very important Ksos, probably the most important Ksos for this whole Masechta. Ksos, Simen Reish, Os Hey, about the unique process that Gerushin is. And therefore, because it's so unique, there are five different halachic differences between this process and other processes than normal kinyanim. But one of the nafkaminas is lishma. Lishma is required by Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. So why isn't that on the list? Ask the Gemara. So according to Rabbi, it is on the list. According to Rabbi, it's not on the list. So the Gemara ended up saying, well, only items that are puzzled, durabanan issues are on the list, not Daoraisa issues. That was the last line we did. And Lishma and Mechubar are both Daoraisa problems, and that's why they're not on the list. Okay, so now the Gemara says, about six lines up from the bottom. What about the third similarity, right, of our ko shalov dekachavim? Those signatures work by other shtaros. They don't work by Get Isha and Shtar Shechur. Isn't that a Doraisa context? So why is that on the list? We just said the list is only comprised of Dinim Durabanan. Answer, Be'ede Mesira. Ukrebi Elazar, Da'amar Ede Mesira Karsi. Alright, next time this comes up here in the Masechta, maybe they hold, the Brisa holds, Ede Mesira Karsi. So therefore, the Chasimus are only required me Durabanan, because you're going to want to use it for a Raya later on, but really, you did not need them for the Gerushin itself, and therefore It is only a Drabanan problem. Says the Gemara, really? Is it only Drabanan? Vahami diktani seifa. But one minute, look in the seifa, which is the Mishnah on today's daf. Coming up, there is a parallel, an interesting usage of the word seifa. Usually seifa means, look in the second half of that makar. So this is not saying look in the second half of the makar. This is saying, look in the Mishnah, which has the same exact conversation that took place in the Brisa, and in the Mishnah there's a second shita. That's the seifa here. We're quoting the Mishnah. We didn't quote the Mishnah on today's daf yet. But the Brisa that we just have on daf Tes, Tesamah Aleph, going over to Tesamah Beis, the Brisa has a list of halachos, and the third halacha is arkaos, and that halacha of arkaos also comes up on Yud Amid Beis, where there's a second sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That's what we're quoting there. And we're going to be medayik from there, because we assume that the Tanakama in the Mishnah is the same shita as the shita quoted in our Brisa. But the same issue. It sounds like the same words. Okay. So, what does it say there? Rabbi Ditani Seifa, Rabbi Shimon says, on Yudama Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Eluk Sherin, even Gitei Nashim and Shechori Avadim, that have Chasimos of Arka'o Shal Ovdek Ochavim, that's also kosher. The Tanakama says, it's kosher except for Get Isha and Shtar Shichmer. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even those are kosher. We'll have to see why. But for Amar Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira explained the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, why would Rabbi Shimon say that our kosher love to go chavim, those signatures are kosher? What do you mean? As the Gemara said, they're mufka from, they're not Eino B'Torah, Gittin V'Kiddushin. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Yara Rabbi Shimon, L'shitaso Rabbi Elazar, Damar Edim Mesira Karsi, because Rabbi Shimon believes like Rabbi Elazar, Edim Mesira Karsi, so don't worry about the Chasimos. So what is that mashba? Michlal, so that implies, we assume the Tanakama Savar Lo. We assume that the Tanakama, who allows the Chasimos of Arkos only by other Shtaros, and not by Get Isha, and Shtar Shechver holds like Rabbi Meir. So isn't that a machlokas on the level of Daraisa? So we're back to the question. If it's a machlokas on the level of Daraisa, so then we have the problem of why Mechubar and Lishma aren't on this list either. Mimanashach. And if you want to see that on the list because it's a Drabanan context, but you see it's a Daraisa context, isn't the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama about Edim Chasima Karsi, Edim Mesira Karsi? Isn't that the machlokas? So the Gemara answers, no. You don't have to say that's the machlokas. Ika Beinayu Shemos Mufhakin. Something that comes up on today's daf, and also, by the Shem, on tomorrow's daf. Shemos Mufhakin, the nafkamina is where there are clearly non-Jewish names. Shemos Mufhakin, what does that mean? Rashi and the other Rishonim explain. Really, both shitas hold like Rabbi Elazar. Even the Tanakama holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. And therefore, it's only a Drabanan problem that we're dealing with. So what's the problem? The problem is, if you have a non-Jewish name in the Chasima, so maybe you might come to rely on that person or people with those names, even for the Mesira, and the question is, are we Gozer? And that's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's clearly a non-Jewish name, nobody's going to ever come to rely on these types of people for the Mesira, so there's no Gzera, so you could kasher it. And therefore, it's not even. We'll get to this also tomorrow. Remember we said earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Elazar agrees if it is Mizuyaf Mitochel. Right? If there's a, even if you want to say Edim Misira, the key, but if there's an inherent problem with the Shtar, that's still a problem. So if you say it's kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon, he must hold that with Shemos Mufhakim, it's not even Mizuyaf Mitochel. Because it's clearly not relying on those signatures, but relying on the Edi Mesira. Masha'ekin, the Tanakama holds, no. If you allow Shemos Mufakim, you might come to rely on Shemos She'enim Mufakim, names that are not, for sure, not Jewish, and you might come to rely on Edim that are not trustworthy or reliable in this area of halacha, and that's the Gzair. But again, a machlokas on a Durabanan level. So it's interesting, somewhat ironic, the more problematic the names, the better it is. If it's clearly a Shemos Muvak Shel Akum, so then it's better, it's easier to rely on Mashekei Kane the other way. This also touches on the general issue of non-Jewish names for Jews, right? English names, Latin names, whatever it is. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in the first piece on Sefer Shmos, right? Because of the Medrash. Shaloshinu es, the four items. So in one, at least a number of the versions, is Shaloshinu es Shmam. They didn't change their names, right? So the question is that a basis for halacha bizman hazeh? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Let's start with Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simin, Samach, Vav. The case is im lashanos shem laz l'shem b'lashon hakodesh shekori lebito al shem imo. You want to name it after a grandmother, but the grandmother had an English name. Do I have to name the child by the English name of the grandmother? Right? If I don't, sometimes the mother's going to get upset. What do you mean? That wasn't my mother's name. Right? My mother's name was blank. Right? The English name, that was the Hebrew name. So that's always a halachic and an emotional topic. But if Moshe Feinstein tells you what to do, so then it's, then you don't have anything to worry about. So Moshe was asked this kasha, and he says, first of all, he quotes the Medrash about the Shloshinu Sha'af Shem Istam Atzav Chumitchila Nishtaku Hashem Ben Yisrael Shinikru Kfar L'Shem Was Yisrael. He says, first of all, many of the names that we call in quotes non-Jewish Bizman Hazeh. So many Jews have those names. How could you call that a non-Jewish name? There are so many. I'm not even going to give any examples, right? English names that could be somewhat accepted. Sha'anu mivnei Ashkenaz, hey mishemos Ashkenaz umigolei Svarad, harbe shemos mishel Svarad vegam gonei olam. And it's not just, you know, a regular members of our community, right? What about the greatest? What was the Magen Mishnah's name? Rabbi Vidal, right? What is the Rambam's father? What, Maimon? Maimon sounds pretty, the source of it is l'chor Hashem laz, shalachin. So says Rav Moshe, chas v'shalom lanu lomar, shalo asu kahogan. Right, you can't say that some of the Rishonim that had these names from the outside, you know, were living in sin. Maybe the first person to take that name, that was a problem. But once those became Jewish names, so then, Ein bazeh shaychus l'tama gnai, ve'ein l'shanos l'gra shem b'no, o shem bito, al shemos hazakenim hazakenis, shenikru b'shemos laz, shu inyin kavod ha'mishpacha, af shem midor ha'kodem, is still kavod ha'mishpacha, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, got to be very careful. And again, some of the names, as I get into this, but some of the names at root come from a Jewish name. You know, some of them do, some of them not, but some of them, give you a cloud. I'll mention one, because it's in the Gemara already. Alexander. Right? It's Alexander. Why? Because hundreds of years ago, Alexander the Great was good to the Jews, based on stories in the Gemara. So then we know Alexander, Sender, but that's become a Jewish name. So Rav Moshe would say, that's like Maimon. That's like Vidal. Right? So what do you mean? What about some of the names in the Gemara also? We have some names that seem to be, Babylonian. So Rav Moshe says, Kisha Teilet Ishtacha. Tichya, b'shatovu mitzlachas. So when your wife has a baby, v'havlati yevas, tikros al shem imcha, alav shalom. You could call by that. Doesn't say what the mother's name was. So it says you could use the name. He says, but you know what? But I would just add on. He says, because this is a separate topic. Because your mother died young and not in the normal way of misa, I would add on a name. Right? Shekedai likro mishemos imcha rak shem. Oh, so he says, Rakshi, he talks about it here. Gittel, he says, Drezel, I never heard of. He says, call her Gittel, that's the real name of Drezel. He says, and I would add on a Tanachi name. Ulahosif Ochem, Mishem Osatzit Kani Yosher Bekroi, Shaladati Hu Tovim Efshar, Bishem Chana. He says, call her Gittel Chana. Moshe Feinstein telling you what to name your baby. Vegam Yishlikro Gam Chana Gittel, Vink Peda Bazer. Says, that's a nice name. And there's Ubim Leka Shum Tam Lashum Shem, Yishvad. And then he says, if you have a choice, General Ha'ara, Yishvadai Livchar B'Shem Echad Mehanavim V'Hatzadikim Shebekroi. Always good to have a Tanakh name. O Lemishi Karnua B'Dorzel Etzadik V'Gon, Afshu Chai. Can even name after a live Gadol Ador, says Rav Moshe. And then he says, you find many Amoraim, Rav Papa, Rav Zvid, Mar Zutra, Mar Keshisha, Mar Yanuka, all of them, they're Aramid names. Unless you say Aramid is different. Aramid has special powers, like Unkelis. He says, the whole Talmud Bavli and Arami, we're in Aramit and Unkelis. So you could say that's something special, but he says, I'm not sure. And then he has an unbelievable Chiddush, which all later Achronim quote, and then we'll move on. And that is, maybe the whole idea of Shloshinu Hashmam and the uniqueness of the name, he's not saying this Lamaisa, but he's just saying it could be pre-Matan Torah, that's what separated us. We didn't have the Torah yet. So what separated us? Our dress, our names, etc. But post-Matan Torah, where our whole life is different. Our whole life is different, that it's not as crucial. Avalachar Matan Torah, Ein Lanu Chiyuv Midina, V'gam Lo Minyani Zehiris U'Musar, Ela Mishnah Nistavinu, Tayag Mitzvos L'Doros, V'Mitzvah Shenistavu L'Shah, For the Dar Mitzvos, even though it's a mile of Avshem Mistavar, Kein Mistafinu Lomar Zeh Below Rayas Gedolos. He says, even though it makes sense to me, I'm not gonna say this, but either way, that is Rav Moshe. There's a lot of sources relating in terms of names. Hashem, tonight at the Parsha Shir, we're going to talk also about the importance of of the names. Unbelievable midrashim about that. But either way, this is the first line. Shemos Mufhakim. We'll talk more about this when it comes up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So what do we just say? The machlokas in the Mishnah on later on Yudim Abeis, which then translates to what the Shita is in the Brisa. Everybody holds Edi Misira Karsi, and therefore the holy problem is only a Drabanan context. And that's why Mechubar and Lishma are not on the list. Says the Gemara, well, 1 minute. V'hachazara da'araisa viktani. What about number 4 on the list, on the top of yesterday's Amid Beis? The ability to retract after I give it to a Shliach. So you say that's similar between a Shtar Shichrur and a Get Isha, and that ability to retract is on a Daraisa level, and it's on the list. So you're telling me only Drabanan Halachas are on the list? Elas, the Gemara says, okay, fine. Let's go back. Forget the Daraisa Drabanan distinction. We're going to have a different distinction. Ela Kiktani, going back to the question of Mechubar and Lishma, Rashi says. Kiktani, what's on the list? Milsa, Delesa, Bikidushin. Items that are unique to Get Isha and Shtar Shichrur, and you don't have it by Kiddushin. But Milsa, the Isa, Bikidushin, Loktani. But anything that is also similar to Kiddushin, so that is not on the list. And therefore, as Rashi explains, 3 ways to get married, Kesef Shtar Ubiya, so Shtar Shichrur also has the requirement of Lishma and the Psul of Mechubar, and that's why that's not on the list, because the list of comparing Get Isha is where it's compared only to Shtar Shichrur, and it does not have that halach in common to Kiddushin. And that is why Mechubar and Lishma are left off the list. There is a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim. 2 points. Number one, based on the Gemara. Just mention it now, get it on the table. I think we mentioned this back on Dav Beis, but again, a topic that comes up throughout this Masechta. Rashi quotes the Hekis of Ishkish Havaya Liitzia. There is a comparison between Kiddushin and Gerushin on many levels. We have various halachas learned out from Kiddushin to Gerushin, from Gerushin to Kiddushin. That's called Ishkish Havaya Liitzia. V'yatsa v'haisa. That's the two verbs quoted in the pasuk. So Rashi quotes it here, and that's how you know. How do you know Lishma is required by a Shtar Kiddushin? Because a Shtar Get needs Lishma, and therefore a Shtar Kiddushin needs Lishma. The machlokes is, and there's series in Rishonim, how far does v'yatsa v'haisa go? Does that only compare Get to Shtar Kiddushin, or does it compare it to the other Darkei Kiddushin as well? For example, machlokes Rishonim, what if I want to write a Shtar Kiddushin on a tree and then give the tree to my wife? Does that work? Is Mechubar only absolved by a Shtar Kiddushin? What about Kesef Kiddushin? What if I want to give it, I didn't explicate it, but Torah's Kesef. I want to give my wife a tree. Could I give my wife, I misspoke before, not that you write the Shtar on the tree, that's wrong, that's Shtar Kiddushin. What if I want, I could give my wife anything of value. I could give her a ring, I could give her money, I could give her a potato, could I give her a tree? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Is Mechubar absolved in Kesef Kiddushin also? How far do you go with the Yatsa V'Haisa? So Rashi here only quotes Shtar Kiddushin. That's his context here. And if you look in the Rashba, right here, the Rashba says, only Shtar would be a problem. V'li nire, delo amrukan ela le'inyin Shtar Kiddushin, aval ha-mekadish bedaber ha-mechubar lekarka, bitoras kiddushe kesef, mekudeshes. Mechubar is only problem by a Shtar Kiddushin. V'yatsa V'Haisa is only comparing the Shtaros, but not comparing Kiddushin and Gerushin in general. But the problem is, if you look in the Rashba and Kiddushin, he quotes the other Shita. The Rashba, the beginning of Kiddushin and Daf Hey, where this comes up, the Rashba there quotes the Sefer Ha'itur, who quotes the Psul even by Kesef Kiddushin. Makshinan Havaya Liyitziya. Right, Avol Nasan LaKarka BeKidusheha Einu Mukudeshes VeChein BeMukubal LaKarka Machshina Vayil Zema Yitzia Mechubal LaKarka Lo Af Havaya Mechubal LaKarka Lo. So he quotes the Sefer Ha'itur there, and again, he two days. He's probably just quoting the Ha'itur there, not quoting his own Shita. But this is a fascinating discussion. How far do you go? It is interesting to think about that regarding Kiddushin and Gerushin. Gerushin is for sure a mitzvah. All the Monia mitzvahs count Gerushin as a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a machlokas. So that's, if you have the Hekesh of Eilei Tzia, you definitely have that in the halachic realm. But divorce is a mitzvah, marriage might be a mitzvah. Marriage might be a Hekesher mitzvah. Puravu is the mitzvah. Puravu is for sure a mitzvah. But is getting married separately, right? Gerushin is not the opposite of Puravu. Gerushin is the opposite. the unraveling of Kiddushin. We'll have to see if that's exactly true. Is it purely the unraveling, or is it a different type of process? But Kiddushin is the machlokas, Rambam, Rush, whether it's a mitzvah. The Rambam clearly holds it is a mitzvah to get married, in the Koteret, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, a few times, and the brachas you say under a chuppah, the brachas of Birchas HaMitzvah, while the Rush says clearly, beginning of Ksubis, Aleph Yubeis, that you, it's not a mitzvah. Peruvu is the mitzvah, right? And if you have a pilegesh, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu, even without getting married, says the Rush. So, Kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah, one of the ways to be able to allow you to fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu afterwards. Again, that is an important ha'ara to that topic of, we have Iska Shavai Liyatsiya, but in terms of minyan mitzvahs, it might not be exactly parallel. Okay, let's get back to this line.
So Yibam would be more like a situation
Peruvu. Yibam is a mitzvah. It's about Lahakim Shem Achiv. It's more connected.
Right,
it's more connected to the result. Right, and that's why we say Habal Yevimto, right, that parak in Yevamis, Bein B'shogim, Bein B'onis, Bein B'rasim, B'shogim B'mezid, right, it all works. Kiddushin has to be with acquiescence. Kiddushin cannot be forced, as we'll get mentioned in a minute. So the Gemara continues and says, okay, so what's the chilek? Something that's unique to Gittin and you don't have it by Gerushin. But what about V'ha-Chazara Gufa? But what we're talking about, Chazara, the ability to go back before the process kicks in. Isa B'kiddushin. Right, the ability to retract your shliach before he gets to the recipient, that also applies to Kiddushin. The Gemara answers, b'shliach, b'shlichus bal karcha, to b'kigerishin iso b'kiddushin lesa. No, you're right, you could go back, but still the process is different. Because gerishin, it's bal karcha. It's bal karcha. Once the recipient gets it, it's a shlichus that you send, that if you don't retract, is bal karcha of the recipient. On a daraisa level. Mash'enken b'kiddushin. So the specific case of chazara, you're right, you both have elements of the ability to be chozerbo, the mishaleach could be chozerbo, but there is still a difference between kiddushin and gerushin, and that's good enough to have it not on the, to have it not on the list. Okay, Tosfos and other the Achronim, all, this Gemara now, the section is over, other things not on the list, all the Rishonim get into the act. Tosfos asks, what about writing the date? Writing the date is also something unique to get Isha and Shtar Shichrur. Right? Tosfos at the end of Ki. What about writing the guest? And Tosfos says, even though you don't have to, all of our Shtaris have a date in it. So we're not going to have that on the list of something being unique because everybody does it anyway. And halachically, though you don't need it, the minhag is to write it all. Or Tosfos says, what about what the Gemara just said? A very important line in Tosfos. Tosfos in the end of Dibur Maskel B'Shlichus. Tosfos asks Akasha without answering it. What about Bal Karcha? Isn't that a difference? That's a similarity between Get Isha and Shtar Shichur. You could do a Bal Karcha of the Isha, Daraisa, and Bal Karcha of the Eved, even if the Eved doesn't want to go free. Masha'enke Kiddushin. So that's a perfect example. Perfect something should be on the list. Ask Tosfos, last line of B'Shlichus. V'Kasha, Lisni D'Shavu L'Bal Karcha, V'Havi Arba Afilu L'Rabbanon. And Tosfos doesn't have an answer to that question. So how do you answer that kasha? That's a strong question. What about Bal Karcha? So the Ritva in the Ksav Yad, I mean the first Ritva, he says, well, maybe that's not such a difference. Both of these answers are interesting. Not, maybe it's not such a difference. Why? Because you need Das Makne both by Kiddushin and by Gerushin. Right, so one happens to be Das Makne that is all-powerful, that could be even against the Das of the other person involved, and the other one not. But it's not such a major difference. In other words, the Ritva in the Ksav Yad assumes that the Bal Karcha factor is not such a strong factor that reflects a major difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. You need Das of the parties, you know, in any case. Tahacha v'Gerushin b'nei Das Makne, Tahayinu Das HaMagari, Shasim Kiddushin b'nei Das Makne, Das HaIsha. So he blurs, he glosses over the difference, which is very important for what he doesn't say, because we assume, we're going to see later on, Bal Karcha does reflect something majorly different. The Ksos we mentioned yesterday, right? The Ksos says Bal Karcha reflects a majorly different type of process. Kinyan can't be Bal Karcha, but that's one difference. Number one, the Nesivus and the Torah's Gittin here says, you're right, that's a difference, but Bal Karcha has nothing to do with the Shtar. The list of differences have to do with the shtar itself. Bal Karcha is something that they share in terms of the process. but not in terms of the document. The document, that what should be on the list, the signatures and the ability to take back the document, all of those things on the list have to do with the document, the shtar. We're comparing shtar shichur, get isha, versus everything else. But we're not focusing on the process. You're right, in Achinami, it's a similarity, says the Nesivos in the Torah's Gittin. But it's about the process, not about the shtar, and that's why it's not on the list. Okay.
Isn't the date important for Paris?
So is the date important for Paris? For Gerushin. For Gerushin, the Gemara, well, it could be, well, we're going to talk about whether that starts from Nisuin. If it starts from Nisuin, so then it wouldn't make a difference. But again, the Gemara's Takana, we're going to see later on, Daf Yizayin, Daf Yudches, is only Tiknu Zman Beget. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol Geshi Yishlovet Kusi Pasul. So, if any get has an 8 kusi, right, we had this on the bottom of the previous Amud, the kusim, the nation that was put in, the Geri Arias, the Tosfos says on Amud Beis today, that this Mishnah is assuming that the kusim are Geri MS, that they have the status of, at least originally, of Jew. So any document, you see here the word get being used for document, not for get isha. Any document that has an ekusi signed on it is pasul, no good, chutz v'gitei nashem shechori avadim. Except for get isha and shtar shechor. Maisa shefil v'nei rabbi Gamliel, l'kfaru snoi get isha, v'ayu edav kusim v'echshir. Sira Gamliel was machshir, l'maisa, not just a halach in the base badger, she actually was machshir. So ask the Gemara, mani masnisan. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Valar, Valazar, Valar, Bashim, and Gamliel. Doesn't work like any of them. Well, about what the status of a kusi is. Titania. The Brisa tells us. The Tosefta in Psachim. Matzas kusi. Muteres. Could you buy matzah from a kusi? Could you use it on Pesach? So, says the Tanakama, the matzah of a kusi is mutter. What does that mean? Number one, you're allowed to assume that it's not chametz. Number one, it's not chametz. And number two, v'adam yotzei ba'yidei chavasa v'pesach, which is even more. You could assume there's lishma. Not only could you assume that there's no chimutz, but if you could use it for your mitzvah, so then you can, you have to assume that there is lishma. What type of lishma? What do you eat for lishma? So the discussion that we've shown in what exactly lishma is by matzah, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says right here, Rashi in Gittin talks about Psachim. This is an important Rashi from Maseches Psachim. Rashi says, "V'adam yosei chavasa bePesach mishum chovas laila harishon shuchayev lechol matzah hamishtameres, because you have a chiyuv on the first night to eat matzah that was guarded by erev tochlu matzos v'afilu yadinan ba to loech mitzah, even though there's no chametz lo nafik ba elim kein avad la shimur l'shem chovas matzah." Rashi Shita. Lishma is, you had in mind that this is going to be used for the Chiyuv HaMatzah. Ushmartim as HaMatzahs. And the Tanakhama holds that the Kusim could have that too. Right? That's the Chiyuv. We know what we call Shmura Matzah is Shmura, it's extra Shmura Mishas Kitzira. Right? There are different levels. The Shmura Mishas Kitzira, which the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what we call Shmura Matzah. From the time that it is harvested, it is guarded that no liquid comes in contact with it. And then the Shmura Mishas Tchina, right, grinding, and the Shmura Mishas, later on when it is mixed in. So we don't, the Shulchan Aruch has a Deah, which we know that we don't hold of today. Well, you could even do it Mishas Lisha, just buy flour from the Shuk, and then use it. We know that you can only use Kosher L'Pesach flour, because Bizman Azeh, the Mishnah Berurah already quotes this, they use liquid in the processing of grinding the normal flour. So it already is Chash Chimutz, and that would call Chavitz Gomer, we would even call it. Regular non-Kosher L'Pesach flour. But beyond that, beyond the worry of Chimutz, we have the idea of Shimur, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafnun Gimel discusses the different levels, but we know what we call Shmur Matzah is Shmura L'Shem Matzah Mishas Kitzira, from the time of its being harvested. So the Tanakhama here says, you could trust the Kusim, not only for Pesach, but even for the first night. And even though, one other hour, and even though we know from elsewhere, Kusim are always Chashud on Lifnei Iver, the Gemara says that in a number of places, the Rishonim discuss it. So even if you want to say they're trusted for themselves, what about Lifnei Iver? Here they're giving you the matzah. So Tosfos says it must be a case where this is the only matzah they have. So they could have made it for themselves, and now somehow you're buying it. So that's what you have to say, or else there would be a Lifnei Iver issue. There are other answers to that question, but we'll leave it for now. So Tanakhama holds your Yotze. Rabbi Elazar Oser, Lafisha Ein, Beki, and Bitzituke Mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar says that you are not allowed to use it because they're not trustworthy. They're not experts in mitzvahs. You're not allowed to trust them. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, well, it depends. Kol mitzvah she'chziku ba'kusim, if it's a mitzvah that we know that they do, even, Rashi adds in, even if it's a mitzvah that's not mafurish in the Torah, but if it's a mitzvah that we know that they do, harbi medakhtikin bo yosher me'yisrael, they're amazing at it. They're amazing at it. If they're medakhtik, we find this halacha, there's a day in Tosfos. The Gemara says, kasha, the end of the Kiddushin, kasha gerim. Gerim are difficult. So why? So there's 10 different answers in Tosfos. So what Rabbi Avraham Hager, I think that was his name was, writes in Tosfos, because sometimes Gerim are more medaktik in mitzvahs than, you know, than born Jews. You have the concept of Bali Tshuva sometimes also. That so that's what the day in Tosfos says. So they make the Jews who aren't taking it as seriously look bad. So Rabbi Shulchan Gamliel says, when Kusim do it, they're even more medactic than Jews. So Mani, who is our Mishnah like that says you can trust them by some shtaris and not by others? E Tanakama, Afilu Shar Shtaris Nami. If it like the Tanakama that you treat them like Jews, then they should be trustworthy by all shtaris. E Rebbe Lazar, Afilu Kedisha Nami Lo. If it's like Rebbe Lazar, then they should be rejected by all shtaris. Because Rebbe Lazar says they're not trustworthy. The E Reb Shimon Gamliel. So then it depends. E de Ichzik, Afilu Shtar Shtaris Nami. E de Lo Ichzik, Afilu Kedisha Nami Lo. Right, if they're muhsak to be trusted in this area, they should be trusted. If not, not. Right, so what? Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? V'chi tema Reb Shimon Gamliel hu. And if you want to say, well, maybe it's like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Uda achzik baha, below achzik baha. And for some reason, the Kusim accepted the gittin of other. Accepted gittin nashim shechri avadim. That's where they're kosher by those, but by other documents they didn't accept to be trustworthy there. So is that what it is? The Gemara says, "Yachi." If that's true, then my aryachad. So why then do we only allow one aid kusi on the document by get isha and shtar shechror? Afilu treinami. Even two should be accepted. Alama amar Rabbi Lazar lo echshiru bo ela eid echad kusi belvad. Why do we see only one would be allowed? So we're still stuck. We don't know who the author is of our Mishnah. Good. So the Gemara, let's just do the answer, and then we'll talk about Bezman Hazeh. So it says the Gemara, La'olam, Rabbi Elazar. Really, it's like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Ukagon, Dechasim, Yisrael, Basof. Really, it's like Rabbi Elazar, meaning they shouldn't be trusted. They shouldn't be trusted. We're going to need a Yoredea Kufnun test in a minute. They shouldn't be trusted because they're chashud. But their case is where the second witness is Jewish. Kechasim Yisrael Abasov. And therefore, we could assume, says the Gemara, de'ilav de'kusi chaverhu. If the kusi wouldn't be a chaver, right, if he wouldn't be knowledgeable, lo michtim le mikame. Because the Jew, secondly, if the kusi, I'm sorry, wouldn't be somebody who follows halacha, then the Jew wouldn't have signed with him. Because the Jew signed seconds, and we assume that he left over the space in order to be able to, gimel. He left over the space for the other person to sign, and therefore, says the Gemara, it must be that this kusi is kosher. So says the Gemara, I hachi afilu shar shtaris nami. We'll finish the line and then we'll talk about it. So one second, if we're talking about a case where the second signature is Jewish, and therefore we assume that he wouldn't have signed unless the person above him is also behechsher, so why should there be a difference between shtaris? Even other shtaris, you should trust. Afilu shar shtaris nami. So the Gemara says, Ella, why wouldn't you trusted by other staros? Amrinan, we would say, Rav Chashavak, Lamanta Kashish Minei. Maybe the second aid, the Jew, left, and the Naaman Jew, didn't sign with the earlier person. It's just that he left space because he thought there would be a great rabbi signing with him. So he wanted to sign second to give the rabbi the covet. So, Hachanami, also by Gedishin Shar Shichwar, Rav Chashavak, Lamanta Kashish Minei. Lamaisa, why is there a difference? If you trust the Kusi or not trust the Kusi. So the Gemara answers, Amre Papa, Zosa Meres, you know what you see from here? The fact that you only allow one aid Kusi, and you only trust that by Get Isha and Shtar Shechwar, it must be only by Get Isha, there's a special din, Eid de HaGet in Chosmin Zeh below Zeh. It must be by the Eidim, by Get Isha, you have to sign together. And that's why you could trust, even if there's one aid Kusi, because the Jew, the other born Jew, wouldn't have wouldn't have signed with the other person if he wasn't a Neman. My time, why would we have such a din? Amravashi, Gzera, Mishum, Kolchem. A Gzera because of the case of Kolchem. What's the case of Kolchem? Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on in the sixth parak, Daf Samach Vav, where somebody says to 10 people, all of you write a get for my wife. Kolchem kisu get l'ishti. In that case, everybody has to sign it. One person writes it, everybody signs it. And if not, so then it's going to be a problem. So because in that case, Xero, where he's talking to a lot of people, they both have to sign it. The Rabbana made a law, Aiden get, always have to sign together. One in front of the other one. And therefore, that's why there's a difference here. That's why you can trust one aid kusi, because the other Jew, the Jew's signature afterwards, would verify it. Okay, 2 points. Number one, let's talk about kusim a little bit. So kusim is manazeh. So what's the halacha is manazeh in terms of what they were muhsak in or not? So the Rif here and the Rambam all discuss this. The Rif says, I'll just quote it from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, that kusim is manazeh are not trusted, as we know. Ubizman hazeh, shahakusim kigayim l'chol devrayim, anu l'meidid mehen l'tstukim. Kusim bizman hazeh are totally rejected, they're considered like goyim because of Chazal, that they found them there, Ovid Avodah Zarah. But the tstukim that we have today, says the Rambam, they're like the kusim were in the past. Shatzukim is manazekam akusi baoso asman. Kodem shigzer olam shikugayim lechol devrayim. That's the Rambam's status of tzuki versus kusi. If you look in the Evan Ha'azel, or if it's a Zalman here, discusses ulach orakasha. He says dilemma, going back to the original time, or even tzukim bizman hazeh, they deny Torah Shabbat Peh. How are we allowed to trust them? How are they allowed to be an eight kusher? Even if they say, okay, they admit and they're ne'eman in this area of halacha. If I know somebody rejects Torah Shebaal Peh on principle, I'm allowed to trust them in any area of halacha. They reject a number of the ani mamins. What's the kash on the Gemara, kash on the Rambam? So he says, how can we say that? The lama yekusi kasha leidus, kibush a kofrin v'torah Shebaal Peh. Umemela bavade overin al gufei Torah v'lama ein lohem din rishayim. Vitzarech Lomar said to Evan Azel, the kivan shekach kiblu me'avoseim hem ketinok shenishba beino akum. Tahavi shogeg ve'en lehem din rasha. Wow. But he says, because they're bishogeg, and therefore in the areas that they are trustworthy in, we're allowed to trust them. But then he says, the original ones, and the first ones, that they did it on purpose. But nowadays, so many people, you know, they don't know what they believe in. Stukim shekasav arambam da kavana lakaraim shelo avar harbe doras vaf shetchilasav zana geonim. He continues, he says, he struggles with it, why they would be Naaman. Either way, lamaisa bizman hazeh kusim, and I would say lechora, maybe some, we don't have so many stukim bizman hazeh, but if anybody happens to see one, so then, the Rambam would say, Evan Azel would say, you have to know if he's really a believer in that, a rejecter in beliefs, then you will not be able to trust him at all. The discussion comes up about the Kusim and the others in, do we say it even Lakula? Do we say they have the status of Goyim even Lakula? So, the beginning of Hilchas Ribis, Kuf Nun Test in Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch says, right, the halacha is, you're not allowed to take ribbons from a Jew, you're allowed to take ribbons from a non-Jew. It's that we've discussed in the past. It doesn't mean that's not racist, chas v'shalom. It's just that that's natural. Ribbons is not something evil. Ribbons is something normal. Money makes money. It's just that for family members, we have a higher, you wouldn't charge your brother interest. So all Jews are considered brothers. So we have a higher standard for Jews. But not, you're not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, but you're allowed to take ribbis, because that's not stealing. That's accepted practice in the society. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Dvar Torah mutar lahavos lo'ovid kochavim beribbis. V'chachamim asru im lo'kedei chai, tamon chacham, okay, ribbis drabanem, v'inna mutar b'chol inyan. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, mumar mutar lahavos lo'ovid beribbis. V'asal lo'avos mimenu beribbis. What about a mumar? The Ramah says, ge'ish machmirim v'tov lahachmir. So we shouldn't treat mumars like non-Jews. But then the Shach. This is the Shach in your Adair right here. Siv Katan Hey. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kusim and Karayim. The Shach quotes that it's Masher from the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to treat them as total non-Jews. And the Shach argues. The Shach says that if you look in Chazal, Kusim have the status of non-Jews. Even Lakula, meaning in terms of ribis, in terms of you have to be machmir for their wine, but in terms of they signed on a get, you can assume it's a totally not a good get. But you read, you look at the first parak in Gittin, he says, right? Asum kovdi kochadim gemurim. Even though it's a kula that if they would get remarried, you. The kulas and the chumras, but the Shach is very clear that you have to treat them as non-Jews. They're totally rejected. And then the Pischei Tshuva here discusses, you know, do the Rabbanan have the power to uproot somebody's Judaism, their status? You have that power? That's what they did here. If you say it was the Kusim were Jewish, and then they just over time, if you say the original Kabbalah was true, and they rejected it over time, do you have that power? So this is discussed by the Chassam Sofer, both on Shulchan Aruch and in the Tshuvas in Yoradashim and Shin Chav Beis, and he says sometimes in extreme cases where you have an entire body of Jews that are going off, and he says this is what happened in the times of the early, you know, after the Churban in the time of Yeshu, and this is also, he says, he was talking about in the time of Shabtai Tzvi, he says if you have a whole group, he said it's better that they go off. He says, and they don't influence. Nearly the kat arura hamamin and b'shaptai tzvi yemach shemo hayadua tipach rucham v'yisach v'ishko atzmosam. Their bones should rot. He says, munasam amazuyefes v'tov yoser mipardu mikala gola v'yisarvu ba'akum heim uvenayim ulamitzvah rabba yichashev. The Gambi Yosem Adayim Bein HaYehudim Pitam Paskuksi V'Yeinam Yayinesach V'Chol D'Vei Machshavosam. He has a very strong Lashon that you have that power sometimes. The Rabbanan have that power. If you have a whole group of Jews that are not following the Mesorah, so then it could be better if they are separated. Okay, let's continue. You know, obviously there's a lot more there on the Maisa, but we'll continue. Gufa, says the Gemara now, sixth line. Amar Rebbe Lazar, lo hikshru bo'ela eight echad kusi bilvad. So Rebbe Lazar says when we allow eight kusi by get isha, it's only 1 8. So Maika Mashmalan, Tanina called get she'esh lav eight kusi pasul v'chulu. The Mishnah says only 1 8. So what's Rebbe Lazar adding? Imi mas nisan hava mina filu shrei nami. In our, if you would have just read our Mishnah, you would have thought even two is kosher by an aid, by a get isha. The chiddush is by shtaros, you wouldn't even allow one. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush of Rebbe Lazar. That one, only one is good enough for get isha also. V'trei lo, really not two? What about the seifa? V'tani ma'isav evi l'chir Rebbe Gamliel, l'kfaro t'noi get isha v'ayu a dove, a dekusa me'ichshir. The seifa of the Mishnah, even two. Amar Abaya Tni Edo. First answer, change the Gersa, really means 1 8. Rav Amar L'Olam Trei V'Rabbanan Miflag Palig. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel argues. Rabbi Gamliel holds that even kusim are totally acceptable in get. V'chzir Mechzer Rav Achik Tani. Rabbi Gamliel Machshir B'Shnayim. U'mai Zanami Shavil Rabbi Gamliel L'Kfar U'Tnai. Get Isha V'Ayu Edo V'Edei Kusim V'Hichshir. So it's a Machlokes Tanaim. Good. Says the Mishnah. Kol Ashtaros Ha'Olam. So each of these Mishnayis, as we know, already brought up by the earlier Brisa. That's why it sounds familiar. Kol Ashtaros Olam Bar Koshel Ovdei Kochavim. Documents that are go up in non-Jewish courts, Afal Bishachos Meim Ovdei Kochavim Ksherim. Even though they have the non-Jewish signatures on it, it's kosher. Chutz Mikitei Nashim Shechri Avadim. Here's the opposite. Get Isha and Shar Shechri are worse because non-Jews have nothing to do with Gittin. Nothing to do with Gittin. They're Mufka. They have to do with Dini Mamanis. They don't have to do with get in, that's why you can't trust that, you can't use their signatures by get, but yes, by other documents. Rabbi Shimon Omer Aveluk Sheirin, Rabbi Shimon says, even by get Isha Shashikra, their kosher, the Gemara will talk about what this is talking about, Lo Huskra El Abizman Shanasu Behedyon. And the only time that they would be puzzle is if they were not done in a professional non-Jewish court. Behedyot. But a professional one, it would be okay. And the Gemara will talk about why that should be. Again, an important discussion here, in the Rishonim. So, how much power would we give a document that is from a non-Jewish court which have Jewish parties involved? So the Rambam, gotta see this Rambam, in Malviv Alove Perach of Zion Halacha Aleph. The Rambam, this, one Halacha of the Rambam is jam-packed. Jam-packed. First of all, he says it's only by real Batei Dinim. None of these pirate courts that don't have legal legitimacy. The Rambam says. The V'hu she'yeh asuyin bar ko shalahem. Avo b'makom kibbutz pililehen, belo kiyam ha'shofet shalahem, lo yo'yilu klum. Number one, it's got to be an official court. Can't be just a bunch of guys that get together that are forcing you to do something. Number one. And then number two, when the Rambam says this and the Rush argues, Tzrichin Eide Yisrael, Sheyeidu al Elu Hagoyim, Sheheim Eide Ashtar, V'alze HaShofet Shalahen, Shekiyem Edusan, She'enan Yiduin B'Kabbalah Shochad. You have to have Jews testify that these non-Jews don't take bribes, says the Rush. How do you ever have that? Where do you ever have that requirement? You have to assume everybody's going to do the right thing. They're legal. They're recognized by the system, by the country. So the Rush argues, but the Rambam has this requirement. You have to have testimony that they're not makabel shochad. And then you have number three, and this is a major machlokas bishonim. How much power does this shtar have? The shtar that's signed. Let's say it's a shtar milveh. Could it collect from mishubadim? Is it really, does that have the status of a shtar? The Ritva says right here, it's a shtar ragil, it even collects from Mishubadim. That's the Ritva. The Rambam says no. The Rambam quotes his Rebbeim. The Rambam quotes his Rebbeim that say it's not collectible at all. You can't use it for a milveh at all. It's only for shtar mekach. You can't use it for a milveh for loans at all. Nothing to do with Mishubadim. The Rambam doesn't go that far. The Rambam says you can collect for B'nai Chorin. So it's three shittas in the Rishonim. The Rambam says it's good enough of a shtar that to tell me that there is even a loan you could collect. The Ritva says even from Mishubadim, and the Rabbeim of the Rambam, which the Ravid likes, and that is no, it's not usable by milveh. It's only by shtar mekach, which is what is spoken about in our context. And then you have the added machlokas about do you need etim for that they're not makabli shochad v'chulu. But that's a very important Rambam, Chav Zayin Aleph in Malveh Velove. Good, so let's read at least the first part of the Gemara, and then we'll have to, Hashem, continue with it tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Kapasik Vatani, Loshna Mecher V'Loshna Matana. The Mishnah says that the non-Jewish signatures work, and they're not, it's not Machalik, between Mecher or Matana. The Machlokas we just mentioned is what about Milveh? That's not in the Gemara. Is it only Mecher or Matana? Would it even apply to Shtar Milveh? That's the Machlokas, Rambam, Rebbeim of the Rambam, Ritva. But the Mishnah is not Machalik between sales and gifts. So Bishlama Mecher Fan, I understand, says the Gemara, why Mecher would work. Why? Mechiyav Zuze Kamayu Hudekana. The shtar is not the halakhic mechanism in that case. The money that you pay is what buys it. Vishtar Araya Ba'almahu, and the shtar is just a shtar raya, a proof. De'ilo Yav Zuze Kamayu, because if he wouldn't have given the money in front of him, Mohavi Mari Nafshayu, they wouldn't have made themselves look bad, Vakasvinli Shtar, they wouldn't have written the shtar. Meaning the Gemara is saying, I understand how the Goyim could sign on a shtar Raya, Ella Matana, but by a gift, which the Gemara is assuming is a shtar kinyin, but my kani, la vahishtara. Aren't they being koned with a shtar? And vahishtara, chaslo biyamu. The shtar is literally a shard, meaning what value does it have? If the Goyim don't have ne'emanus in the world of Judaism, so they can't be an edim, so how could this have any power? So that's maybe where the Rambam gets it from. They have to have edus that, you know, they don't cake shochad. But the Gemara has two other answers. Amar Shmuel, Dina de Bachus Adina. Shmuel says, the din of the land is a land, and therefore, they are recognized. Number two, Vibayseima, Chtni Chutz Mikigite Nashim. You're right. The exclusion is not Gite Nashim, anything like it, Isha, meaning any Shtar Kinyan. And the Gemara is really saying only Shtar Raya would work, but not Shtar Kinyan, anything like a Getz. Again, Isha. Rashi says another answer the Gemara could have given is that they were Edi Mesira. If they're Edi Mesira, that also would work, that the Chasimos aren't really something that we need to rely on. Either way, so this is the Gemara. Major discussion in the Rishonim about Dina de Machusa Dina. How far does that go? There are two, we'll end with this, there are two different svaras given by the Rishonim. Well, the svara of Dina de Machusa Dina, why is it? Which, by the way, only applies if number one, it's a law that applies to all citizens equally. There's no law that is anti-Jewish. Then you don't apply Dina Machus Adina. And number two, it's not a law that goes against Halacha in the Torah. There's a law that you have to drive on Shabbos. Obviously, you don't say Dina Machus Adina. Right? There's with those two limitations. So, but what's the svar for it? So there's a Rashbam in Baba Basra that says that it's based on the, or I should say most. Most assume like what the Ran says. The Ran in Nedarim says Dina Machus Adina is based on the fact that if you live in a non-Jewish country, they're in charge of you. They could throw you out. They're in charge of you. So you have to. The Torah recognizes that you're going to be held to what they say. Which some are medayik. Oh, so it doesn't apply to a Jewish government. Only applies to a non-Jewish government. That's a diet that you might have from the Ran. But Achronim point out, number one, Rov Rishonim don't say like the Ran. And number two, even the Ran would say that if you have a democratic society that Rav Shachter talks about this in Gines Egos, that you have elected officials and you have taxes and it rules by law. Of course you have Dina Bachus Adina there. Of course, it's societal acceptance of living together. And that's what the Rashbam writes in Rabbas with Daf Nun Dalid, is the Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Toshavim. Rav Shachter has a beautiful discussion of this in the Gines Egos. On page Kuf Pei Beis, Kuf Pei Gimel, he says, Nira Pasha, Demokratia, She'ein Tachlis Tashlumi Hamasim La Ha'ashiris Mishu, El Lachasos Es Hotzasa Medina. Taxes help you. It helps all the hotzos and the roads and the services. They have to say, for the mail, Asifas Ashba, the garbage collection, Nikayon, Meshtiya, Cheres, Machabe Eish, Mishtara, Nimsa, She'ein Zebechla, Manas Amelach, Alekolashi Medina, Shutafim. And therefore, of course, you have to connect to each other. Whenever you're in a situation together, Halacha says you have to live together. It gives the example. Let's say everybody's on an airplane and everybody's sleeping. It's the middle of, everybody's exhausted. One guy wants to open up the shade and look outside the window. And that's going to cause light to the whole, he's going to say, I'm just opening up my own window. He says, no, there's your shutfim on the plane. And if you're doing something that affects the entire rest of the plane, so then you have to make sure your actions fit in and aren't being mashpia negatively, besides the Chol Hashem element. But that's a, in the Gines Ego, the Zivim Menches. But Dina D'Bachus Adina is a very large topic. We'll talk more about it at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. But this also gets into a chilek that we've made in the past, Shtarei Kinyan and Shtarei Raya. There could be a major difference between those two. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem will continue with the two dots on tomorrow's daf, and Parsha Shir B'Hashem is tonight.